Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. As always, hey, you're here, you made it, you found yourself at the Home Improvement Show, live right here on KMOX. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and every Saturday morning, we open the phone lines to talk to you about your home, from simple maintenance to fixes and all the way to big remodeling projects that you've been planning for years. We can help you out any way possible. The number you need to call, 314-436-7900. Bring me your questions about your repairs, your upgrades, or anything around the house, and we'll work through that together right here today. And today we got a little bit of a special day. We've got a special guest joining me today. We've got Anthony Gartner from Rebuilding Together, and we've dealt with them and talked with them over the years here, and they just do some really incredible work helping homeowners that are in need with critical repairs, making homes safer, healthier, and more accessible. So we'll talk about the impact that they're making right here every day in our community and how you might even be able to get involved. And I would also say, If you're considering, if you've thought about it, if you have any questions about Rebuilding Together for Anthony, this is the time to find out about it. You can ask about that as well as any other questions about your house. So get ready, grab your coffee, take a look around the house, give us a call. Again, you can reach us at 314-436-7900 for the next 2 hours. We've got your home improvement questions covered right here today, plus some inspiration from the work that Rebuilding Together is doing every day. And like I said, full 2 hours. Cardinals aren't going to be on till a little bit later this evening, around five or so. So we've got plenty of time for your questions, your conversations, everything you need. One last time, 314-436-7900. And right now, while we wait, we'll get right into our guest here with Anthony. So I guess I'll start, Anthony, with you. Is what do you go by? You like Anthony, Tony, T-Bone? What do we call you?
Anthony. Anthony works.
Okay, perfect. That's great. So I guess to start out, let's just explain to some of the newer listeners that haven't been around and heard you guys on here. Usually about once a year or so we have you. And we have our guy from Mosby Building Arts, Doug McCauley. He runs some of these projects at times, and we'll usually do a call-in with him from the phone, like while they're out there and talking about what they're doing and get some information out there. But can you just kind of explain for the folks just what is Rebuilding Together and how do they help homeowners in our community?
Sure, sure. Rebuilding Together St. Louis, we've been around for about 30 years. We have about 100, we're in about 110 different cities throughout the United States. We give, bottom line, we give free home repair to elderly, to the older folks, the people that want to age in place.
Yeah.
Everyday citizens, veterans, and anybody that has any kind of disabilities.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's great. And I love the key word I just heard there, free.
Free.
100% we give free. Free. And you know, I was looking at the website this morning, just kind of going over some of the information and the details before this to kind of get prepared again. And one thing I looked at and noticed this time that I'd never really looked that deep into before was the board members.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 30 of them.
That is correct. And they're from all walks of life.
Yeah. And they're CEOs and they're from mortgage companies and investment companies. And just the amount, it just kind of made me realize that, like, this is even more work than I probably realized from being an ex-project manager and knowing what it takes to gather people and fix up a house or do work or organize all of that. Now, in my role's changing a little bit too, and at Mosby a little bit more in managing people, and you, it really makes you realize that, like, there is so much that goes in on the business end to be able to support this. I mean, they're not paying 30 people with all this money to do this.
Correct. It's volunteer based.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there, but it takes so much to do it and so much time and effort and helping out. So we'll get a little bit later into how people can support, how they can help, how they can volunteer. But for now, let's kind of start with your background and how did you get into working on houses and into this industry in general?
I started at a very young age. I think I was 16 or 17 when I started getting into it. So I've been in the business for about 25 years now. As far as getting in with Rebuilding Together themselves, I've been with them about five and a half years now.
Okay.
I did some work for one of the employees at the company. They actually just wanted to bring somebody in as a handyman, and it seemed like a great start for me. It was a little bit more low key than what I was used to, which is what I was looking for.
Kind of
sit back a little bit and enjoy my little bit of my time off. And I came in as a handyman, and then from there it just kind of exploded. When I say handyman, what that really entails to is what we call safe at home now, and that's where we come in and with the homeowners that we have to put handrails up, fall prevention, fire prevention, so smoke detectors, CO detectors, fire extinguishers. That was kind of the role that I took on when I first came in, and then from there I obviously, my experience pushed me a little bit further, and that's when I got into the contracting, and we were able to hire some more people on at that point to do the safe at home. I think we got a total of seven full-time employees and one part-time employee. So we've grown just in the 5 years I've been there as well.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, no, that's really good. So I did see on the website it said for you, rapid repair specialist. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, that was the original. That was the original. I don't think they changed it. Yeah, it's construction manager, which is a pretty much a glorified name for the same thing.
Yeah.
But rapid repair specialist. It's the idea is one of the first things we try to do in the homes is get in there and get grab bars up, railings up. Safety is number one with us. Like I said, smoke detectors, CO detectors, and fire extinguishers. That's the number one thing. Caesar's actually the one that does that part of it now with the Safe at Home team. But that's what the rapid repair specialist was made for.
No, and that's, I mean, there's such a need for that, and we see it all the time, too. And I talk about it through my position in advising clients, especially as we get into probably the biggest would be like bathroom remodels.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, they're like, well, I don't think I need grab bars per se. And I'm like, well, but what if we put all the backing in the wall and everything and had a plan for where someone would need them in the future, or if you got someone here that needed it, or you just never know. And I said, and then the next step you could take is I advise often just we'll buy them with the project. We don't even have to put them in.
That way they're there.
Have them underneath. Well, they'll cost less because if you need them 3 years from now, you've saved increase. You have them sitting there because it is like so rapid, the word rapid in your thing. There's not a lot of rapid happening
right
in today's time, climate, anything with remodeling and that. So I'm like, kind of be prepared. And I think what a lot of people, what they don't plan for is you get into a car accident. And all of a sudden, you got a brace on your knee, and you can barely step into the shower, or and then all of a sudden, they're like, boy, a bar right there would be fantastic. And it's like, well, if we got the backing and we got the bar underneath the bathroom sink, now we just got to find the time.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as like on my part of it, the idea is to have everybody age in place. And that's kind of what I hate to say a slogan, but that's one thing that we really drive on is we want to keep these families, they've been in their homes for generations already, and we want to keep them in their homes for generations to go. So there are a lot of times we'll go into a home and, you know, I'll bring up something about grab bars or new railings, and, you know, they may think, I don't need them right now. And the biggest thing I always tell them is you may not need it right now.
Yeah.
But 5 years from now, you very well may need it. And the demographic and the homeowners that we see on a daily basis, a lot of them are lower income, so they don't always have the funds to have a contractor come out and do something like that. And we see a lot of these grab bars and showers that are just the suction cup, which are horribly dangerous.
Yeah.
Not that I want to downgrade the maker of that by any means, but we've seen more problems with those than none. So, you know, I tell them every time, let's just get a grab bar up there. If you don't need it now, great. You need it in the future. It won't be in the way. It's there if you always need it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And accidents, they don't announce themselves.
No,
they don't. No one, I mean, I've never gotten a phone call that said, oh, you remember that bathroom you did for us a couple years ago? We got the grab bars. Can you come put that grab bar in? Because I'm going to have a stroke next week.
Right.
And or I'm going to fall off a bike, or I'm going to get into a car accident and I might need knee surgery or something. And, you know, most of this stuff is not planned. Mm-hmm. And that's when they suddenly need it. And it's like, yeah, you're doing the right thing. Get prepared. But let's jump into our first break here of the hour. And for everybody out there, you have anything going on around your house? You have any questions about this program for Anthony? Jump in. Let us know what that is. We'd be happy to help you out, and we can still help you about anything maintenance-wise, remodeling-wise going on around your house. You got something you need? We're right here, 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. More home improvement, more with Anthony when we return. Okay, we're back. Home improvement right here on KMOX. What's happening at your home? What do you need to do? You need some grab bars up. You need something to happen to keep you in your home, like we've been talking about, aging in place. How do you stay? It's something we talk a lot about at Mosby Building Arts, too, when we're looking at houses for homeowners and kind of going, okay, well, these are some of the things we might want to start thinking about. So you got any questions about that or anything going on around your house, or a question for my guest here today, Anthony from Rebuilding Together? You want to find out some more information on that? The biggest thing I would probably urge everybody out there to call in and ask is, how can I help and how can I even donate? Just a small donation can mean so much to help a nonprofit organization just trying to make our community better. So call in, let us know what you got, what you want, 314-436-7900. We've got a lot we can talk about today, and we've got a lot going on here with Anthony from Rebuilding Together. So for now, we'll just kind of keep this conversation going for everybody, and let's get a little deeper and a little bit more into the weeds about what they do and how they help and everything. And what I'd be curious about is, how long has Rebuilding Together been around? How long have they been helping homeowners?
30 years.
Wow. 30 yeah.
Years. Actually, I think it's 31 years at this point.
Okay. And then how often do they do this, and like how many clients' homes do they work on and help out, like, per year?
So there's a couple of different ways we help. I guess I'll start mm-hmm. there. We have three main ways that we can help. Almost everything is volunteer driven. So I'll start with that first. One of the main things is, like I said, our safe at home. That's where we go in and we put safety. So it's sure. fire prevention, fall prevention. Caesar actually runs that part of it, and that's our safe at home program. Caesar's the only employee that works on that one. The rest of them are volunteers. They go out every Thursday, a group of, I think it's 12 volunteers. They donate their time and they go out every Thursday and they help a homeowner every Thursday, sometimes a little bit more during the week, but mainly every Thursday. So that's our first round that we're able to help.
Okay.
The second round is what we call a rebuilding day. And we actually have a couple of them coming up. That's where we have corporate sponsors that they sponsor each build. And that is also volunteer driven. We do one in the spring, one in the fall. This year we're going to be helping 31 houses. So we're going into 31
wow.
houses. Yeah. Within a couple
of weeks. A house per
time.
Year they've been around. That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
All at one time.
it's a good deed. It helps out a lot with these homeowners. And I'll just throw out a couple of the sponsors, for instance. So I'll just kind of give a general idea. One would be like Boeing. Boeing or Home Depot. A lot of them, they'll have their employees come out. They'll come out for a day. They may do anything from cut down overgrowth to flooring to painting the foundation, maybe painting some of the stuff on the inside. Some of the volunteers that come out during that time, they may have zero to no skill, or they may be very, very yeah. skilled and been doing it for 20, 30 years. You just never know until that, you know, until building up to that. But that's another way that we're able to help is a rebuilding day. And then the third way is our major contracting. And that's things like new roof, new siding, pretty much anything you can imagine we are capable of doing. We do not mess around with any kind of foundation work. We try to stay away from interior yeah. painting if possible, but everything else. And all that is, none of that is volunteer driven. That is all professional contractors that we pay with the funding that we get from different funders.
Nice. That is nice. And that's great too with the volunteering and everything, because if you've ever cut grass, you're qualified.
Absolutely.
If you ever painted a wall, if you've ever tried to do almost anything, you're qualified to help out in some way, shape, or form, I'm sure.
And it's a huge help. I think a good example is, and I'm going to ask you this question. Have you ever just got too busy in the spring and some overgrowth around the yard or around the fence just kind of went a little wild and just started growing?
Yeah.
Once it gets to that point, there's it's hard to get down, especially with just yourself or you and the wife or you and the husband, just to knock all that out. But we can bring a group of 15 people in and get it done, especially if you're in your 70s, 80s, your 90s, you have some disabilities, you just can't get out there and do it anymore for whatever reason. So it seems like such a minor task to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's a huge task to a lot of people as well. And something so simple, we can bring in 15 volunteers, knock it out in a couple hours. And now in certain parts of the city, now they have security. They can see past their fence. They can see in the alleys. They can see what's going out past their fence. It's a big benefit for them.
So yeah, no, so that is awesome. Yeah. And in other tasks too, of even if you guys are working on the house and there's someone with more skill trying to fix a porch or a rail, well, you could be the person that just carries the stuff over to them.
And absolutely.
There's so many tasks that can actually happen. It kind of reminds me of years and years ago when I was a project manager for Mosby, and I did some training on project management and how to organize and schedule and training some of the newer project managers. And so I brought in this video called The 4-Hour House. And it's the world record for the Guinness Book world record for how fast you can build a house.
Oh, wow.
And it was previously 4 hours ground up. Someone had done it in 4 hours. So there was two teams of 300 people on each team to build a house, and they were like racing each other in order to try and beat this record. And one of them got it done in like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Amazing.
But there was people doing absolutely everything. I mean, there was 300 people on a team, and they were scheduled to the minute. And I feel like that's what you guys are trying to do in a day.
We try.
You know, you're kind of like, we got all this stuff to do, and we need more than two people, and we need, you know, it's like when we're actually scheduling a remodel at Mosby, it's like, well, yeah, we'll have like two guys, and they'll work on this, and they'll do this, and then you get to the next thing, and then the painters will come in or whatnot. But when you're trying to accomplish a lot in a day, there's a little more to the task of figuring that out.
There is, and it's a lot like it, but on a much smaller scale. And
yeah.
If anybody out there is listening, and you this sounds interesting to you, or you're good at project managing, or maybe you do it for a living, we are always looking for house captains. And what a house captain is we'll call it a project manager for that one day. They're the ones that get all the material. They're the ones that are in charge of showing everybody how to use the tools and just kind of keeping an eye on things and getting the projects all set up, ordering dumpsters. But we're always looking for house captains. We're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump into a break, and I will kind of say, when we return, let's talk a little bit. Well, let's touch a little bit about something I talk to Doug about all the time, is like the benefits and the reward. Let's see if we get some people to really understand the emotion and the feeling and just being doing something like that, even for a day, it's amazing the impact that you have on people, on the community, on the people working with you. So let's touch into some of that. And again, everybody out there, if you need anything, if you have any questions about the rebuilding topic, if you had any questions about your house, maintenance, remodeling, anything you need today, we're still here. We can still answer your questions on whatever's going on for you. 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. All right, here we are. We're back. We've got Anthony Gartner from Rebuilding Together with me today, talking about their service, their non-for-profit, how they help the St. Louis community. We can also talk about your needs, your home, your community. What do you got going on? What are your needs today? It's supposed to be, you know, it's getting hot today, so I hope most of that honey-do list, the DIY stuff, you kind of got out there earlier this morning to get some of that started and or finished, because it's going to be warm again. But don't worry, it'll subside after a while. We are into September. We'll start to get a little better. But seeing the weather, seeing the forecast for the next 5 days or so last night was a little depressing. It was kind of, there's some things I'd love to be doing outside that it's when the weekends get that hot, and the weekends, all the only time you have a lot, it's just hard to get that done. But hey, I'm here. I'll help you. Whatever you got around your house, feel free to give us a call, 314-436-7900. We got plenty of time to help you out and speak about rebuilding together and everything going on in the community at the same time. So don't be a stranger. Let me know what you need today. And so we did have a caller call in and asked about, is there an application for getting help or putting into, like, how do you get on the list to get help, and who do you help and all that? Can you kind of explain that to
Absolutely. There is definitely an application. You can go to our website. You can also give us a call. The biggest thing with the applications right now, we have, there's only 8 of us in the office, like I said. So right now, the only ones that we're, anybody that we're accepting applications from is veterans over the age of 60. And the reason for that is we have about 400 people on the waiting list. And we're still dealing with things from applications from 2020, 2021. So wow. There's a huge, huge need here in St. Louis. To give you an idea of kind of the areas that we work in most, we do all of, we help all citizens throughout, all seniors throughout the St. Louis area, Southside, South City, North City, South County, North County. It seems like we're mainly up in the North City, North County area. That seems to be where the biggest need is these days.
Yeah.
And that's really where we focus on. But there is an application that you can fill out when the applications open back up. If you're a veteran and you're hearing this and you're over the age of 60, you need some help out there, definitely get a hold of us. You can either give us a call. You can call our main number, and that's 314-918-9918. The message will walk you through exactly what you need to. You can also go to our website, and that is rebuildingtogether-stl.org. rebuildingtogether-stl.org.
Yeah. Oh, and that's such a great thing that you guys accomplish, but it's heartbreaking to hear that, yeah, there's 400 people in line and you're trying to get through, and most of them are from 3-4 years ago.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
And there's so many more out there.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of people don't know about Rebuilding Together St. Louis. We don't advertise. As far as paid advertisement, all the money that comes in, you'll never see us on a big billboard or commercials. That's just not where we spend the funding. We give it back to the community, to the homeowners that where it's needed. But we do things like the radio show with you.
Yeah. I love spreading that word.
We appreciate
it. Helps out. Yeah.
It's the only way we do it. You'll sometimes see myself or one of our other employees on Channel 2 or Channel 4 here in the St. Louis area, sometimes Channel 5. We do try to bring out the news channels whenever we're doing a build. As you said, sometimes we'll go live with Doug whenever we're doing a build. So that's really the only way we advertise. So we would definitely like more people to know about what we do, and we would like to help if the funding was there and we had the employees, we would love to help everybody in the St. Louis area if we could. I think that's definitely a goal, but the funding needs to be there for sure.
Yeah, but with, you know, just labor shortages, everything in the industry altogether, it's hard enough for us, and we're offering a paycheck. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen an impact in trying to get volunteers and trying to get more people involved and all of that?
Believe it or not, as far as the volunteers go, we seem to, I mean, we work with over
pretty well
over 1,000 volunteers a year, probably well over 1,000 volunteers a year. Having the tornado impact that we had in the last upcoming months, the last couple of months, when the tornado came through St. Louis and the city and Richmond Heights and right through the heart of the city, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed to bring a little a rise in volunteers, I guess. We were up there. That hit, I think, on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken, Friday or Saturday. I forget what day that tornado hit. We were out there Monday morning, first thing in the morning, driving through, and you saw volunteers coming out from all walks of life, all areas of St. Louis, outside of St. Louis. It was amazing, and it's heart-filled. It really is, because people are out there. They want to help, and we see it all the time with what we do. But with a disaster like that, we were able to really see the impact that volunteers can make on the community when they all get together.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right. I think it was a Friday, because I know we had a job in that area that we were actually working on, and a couple of our carpenters were like hunkered in the basement with the homeowner. But then the whole rest of that afternoon, they were out in the neighborhood, like clearing roads, tree branches, using their tools, and just like, yeah, it just like you just change. You kind of go, okay, new mindset. Like,
yeah,
forget what we're doing. Like, this is crazy. You got to help people get around. We got, you know, checking on houses, making sure people were okay. And just, I mean, how I wasn't in that area. So I can't imagine what they all went through. And that's talking about volunteering. That's one of the biggest things I talk about all the time with Doug McCauley from our office, that is one of your house captains, mm-hmm. and he runs one of these jobs, and he just, and we talk all the time about the tears and the happy tears and the emotion and just what it feels like at the end of something like that, when you know you've affected someone's life so absolute heavily like that, and with all these people coming together. Can you touch just for a moment on that portion of it?
Absolutely. And I think it comes in different waves, and it hits people differently depending on what you're doing as a volunteer. And I'll make some examples for that. Volunteers that come out and work in one day, and they're trying to get as much done for that homeowner as they can in one day. It's the first time they meet the homeowner. And I've been on that side of it. You get to know the homeowner. You get to see how big of an impact you made that one day. You see the emotion from the homeowner at the end of the day. It's huge. It touches you. On the other end of that, as a house captain, you see that homeowner multiple times over the course of a couple weeks. You start to build rapport and a relationship with that homeowner. You don't just see the impact you made that day, but you kind of get more of their life story, how they got to that point, how this is going to change their life. Seeing somebody... I've seen homeowners where they haven't been able to get down their front stairs. They haven't been able to leave their house in months, weeks, sometimes years. And now you got a new ramp. They're in a wheelchair. They can get out of the house for the first time without having an ambulance come. The amount of motion that you feel and see with that is, there's no way to put it in words, I guess. It's one of those you just have to experience.
Yeah. And it kind of brings up a story, that I have to kind of help explain that connection that you get when you work so closely with someone over that amount of time, even though it's not necessarily a super long amount of time, but the impact is so great. And we got Doris on the line, so we're going to get into a break. And Doris, if you can just hang on, I promise I will get to you as soon as we return from this really quick short break. And anybody else out there that needs anything, again, feel free to get with us, call in, see what's going on, 314-436-7900. Don't touch the dial. Don't go anywhere. More home improvement right after this. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Remember, we're here. We've got time for you. We'll have a whole nother hour after this segment. So 314-436-7900 finds us here. Anything you need about around your house, or if you have any questions for Anthony about rebuilding together, bring them in for us too. We can talk about it. And as promised, let's jump into Doris and see what is going on. Doris, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, how can we help you?
I have two questions. The first one is our home needs to be power washed, and I'm a little hesitant to have it done because I worry about getting someone who might make a hole in the siding or break the seals on my windows.
Uh-huh.
Is that something I need to be concerned about, or am I just over-worrying it?
I would say it's okay to over-worry a little bit and to have conversations with people that you talk about doing the work about your concerns. Most good power washing companies, they're not putting a lot of holes even in vinyl siding. The bigger threat is just getting water behind the vinyl siding. Like you said, it'll be breaking, you know, too much on a window. I have heard a lot of complaints around doors. Like they were power washing the house, they power washed the front door, and I had a lake just coming in under the threshold of the front door because some of those seals around the door, they're not really meant for that kind of, that's not even driving rain. We talk about driving rain all the time. Well, a power washer is very powerful. You do have to know what to do, how to do it. They do, if you have vinyl siding, it's also good that they power wash in the right direction because you want to go over the seams, not against them. So my advice would be if you speak with people or you call someone about power washing, I would have the conversations about, I want to talk to somebody and I want to know how you do it. What concerns do you guys have and what precautions do you take and see? And if they're ignoring you, then maybe go on to the next one and talk to somebody else. But good power washing companies will do a good job and you shouldn't have a really big issue. And they're pretty quick, too, if they have a system and how they do it and everything.
Look at the reviews as well. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Make sure you look at all the reviews because that's the consumers themselves that are telling you their experience they had with that company and that contractor.
Yep. Okay, good. And my other question was, I need to have our home painted just pretty much everywhere inside and replace the carpeting. What do I do with all this furniture? What do you people do?
So typically what we do is for painting, the painters would help you. And the way Mosby does it is we'll put in the clause like, it's your responsibility to move personal items and things that you can move, like paintings on the walls, the small knickknacks, clear the shelves. And then what we usually do for painting is, we move all the big pieces of furniture into the center of the room, put some tarps, everything over it, because you can reach over it with painter poles to do the ceiling. Then you can go around, paint the walls and the trim, and then you can push everything back. So a lot of times the painters will help with the big pieces to just move them to the center of the room. And then with carpeting, you'll actually get into most carpet companies, when they install, they'll do the same exact thing. Like you kind of store the small damageable items like that, that you would probably rather handle yourself anyways. And then the carpet installers, they'll clear the room. They'll do that room. Then they'll put everything back. Then they'll clear another room. So they might clear another room into that room once it's done, do that room, and they'll help shift and there will be a charge, but that's how they kind of do it and get through it, where you don't have to have like movers come in and empty your entire house.
Okay. That's what I wondered. I was wondering what direction I was going to have to go. Okay. Very good. You've been a great help to me.
Yeah, yeah. And just like I said, have some conversations with those power washing companies. Check the reviews, like Anthony was saying, and really you can really do that research. And you'll get to a place where when the right person starts answering you the right way, you'll know. You'll go, okay, I'm starting to feel comfortable with this person. Then you know you found the right person or company to do the work for you. And like I said, they're usually pretty quick. A lot of these power washing companies, they'll have like three guys. And one goes around and just gets the place wet. And another guy follows him with soap. And then another guy follows him with the power washer. And the last time I had my house done, I don't think they were there two and a half hours. It was, and they did a great job.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you again.
Yes, you are very, very welcome. And that was a great point, Anthony, is, you know, check into those reviews. Really look and read in as much of them as you can and go deep into it, because people are more likely to leave bad reviews than they are to leave good reviews, because they've been affected so much. And so it really, you know, if they have a lot of them, you'll see it and you'll know it. And the other thing I've always advised people all the time too is if you have a certain person, or like you look up the owner's name of a company, search the person on CaseNet. Mm-hmm. And see, like, wow, okay, what did they do? Do they have a bunch? And you might be surprised the things that you find out through CaseNet on some of these people. But, hey, Delilah, if you could hang on through the break. We've got our hour break here with the news and everything we got to get to. But we'll have more home improvement and more calls and Anthony after this.